Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology, and today we're going to take a look at Jupiter's upcoming entrance into Taurus and the square it will make almost immediately to Pluto in Aquarius. We're going to warm up because this is a T-square that will actually perfect from Mars, Pluto, and Jupiter simultaneously. We're going to warm up to this by looking just at the Jupiter-Pluto side of things, which will hit first as Jupiter just enters the sign of Taurus. So we're going to look at 10 different archetypal expressions of the Jupiter-Pluto combination. That is our goal for today. Before we get into it, as always, don't forget to like and subscribe if you're new to the channel. It really helps the channel to grow. Transcripts of today's talk or any of my daily talks can be found on the website, nightlightastrology.com. If you have a story to share, especially with these powerful transits in the air, use the hashtag grabbed. Tell us the transit you're talking about in the story in the comment section. If you prefer to email us the story, grab at nightlightastrology.com. Occasionally, we make storytelling episodes out of the stories that you guys share with us. We really appreciate that. Also, don't forget, right now, we're in the midst of enrollment season. You can enroll for my upcoming class, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic, on my website, which is nightlightastrology.com. The new course begins on June 11th, which is coming up very shortly. So really excited to be starting a new program again. This is a one-year course in ancient Hellenistic astrology, learning to read natal charts. I would call what we do a fusion of modern archetypal astrology alongside of ancient Hellenistic astrology. So you're learning a little bit of both, but building a strong foundation in Hellenistic natal astrology. We have 30 online webinars over the course of a year. They're all about 3 hours long. They are all recorded. If you can't make the live webinars and kept on a class website where you can download and keep absolutely everything that we provide for you. We have tutors who are there leading classes outside of normal class schedule for people who need a little extra time. And we also have staff in a discussion forum that are all there answering questions for you within 24 hours of any question you ask throughout the course. So there's a ton of assistance built in if you need help. And a lot of community that is built around the program. Everyone gets pretty tight. The people who get really invested in it and get into the discussion forums and the breakout study sessions, you know, it becomes like a family. And it's really, really fun to study together in depth throughout the course of a year, especially with all the major the major transits coming up in the next year, Pluto in Aquarius year. It's a great year to start studying astrology. At the bottom of the page, you can find the different enrollment options. Early bird saves you $500 off the payment plan. You can spread the payments up for tuition over the course of 12 months, or we have need-based tuition assistance. And that is for people who might need a little bit of extra help to make the program happen because you're in a tough financial spot or you're on a fixed budget. We understand that people we don't think people should be priced out of studying a sacred topic like astrology. So one of the things we do at the end of every year is I do a Kickstarter. If it goes well, then, you know, that basically is a part of how we make sure that we don't have a business bottom line, so to speak, from our program. So we can offer a variety of price points to people who are struggling and make sure that everyone is able to study astrology who wants to. It's been a big part of my mission as an astrologer since I began in 2010 to make sure that there are services and education that is accessible to people of all income ranges. So if you want to take advantage of that and have any questions about it, email us info@nightlightastrology.com. Otherwise, just click the Apply Now button under the Tuition Assistance Program, and we'd be glad to work with you. Okay, well, let's take a look at the real-time clock. And we have this major transit coming up next week, which is really exciting. It is the entrance of Jupiter into the sign of Taurus, which happens on May 16th. And as soon as it does, there is the square. You're going to see it moving into the square by May 17th and 18th, kind of completes the square, totally getting into that first degree by May 21st. So, 16th through the 21st, you're in Jupiter square Pluto territory. And not long after that, Mars gets in on the action here in the sign of Leo and will create a very powerful T square. Super, super charged transit, maybe one of the transits of the year. It's like we have an award show at the end of the year. And the transit of the year goes to, and maybe it was Pluto into Aquarius or Saturn into Pisces. But this one, this T-square is powerful. The way we're going to break it down today is by looking in particular at the archetypal combination of Jupiter square to Pluto. So 10 things to watch for with Jupiter square Pluto. These are in no particular order. And I just want to start getting you ready for what's coming. And so these 10 archetypes are not going to appear for everyone. Not all of them will appear for everyone. One of these could be the one that really shows up in your life. depends. It's different for everyone, especially how it's configured in your birth chart. Look at the whole sign places of Taurus and Aquarius. What houses are they in? What topics are they likely to activate? It might clue you in a little bit, especially if you have planets at 0 degrees of fixed signs. Watch out. These are very strong if you do. But here are the 10 things to watch for in any Jupiter-Pluto square in general. So we're just talking about the combination of Jupiter and Pluto. We're not so much getting into Taurus and Aquarius as we are just kind of broadly trying to understand what Jupiter-Pluto tends to stir up. One of the things that it does, and I'll mention maybe a little bit of Taurus and Aquarius as we go, but one of them is the idea that Pluto means riches and Jupiter means abundance. And when the two get together, it's amazing how this the sense of powerful resources, abundance, wealth, the powerful resource could be inner or it could be a material thing. But you will notice that when Jupiter squares Pluto, that sense of there being powerful resources available to you is one of the manifestations. Interesting. Number two is authority and the shadow of authority. Usually what I'm talking about when I talk about authority here would be, you know, let's just start with your own inner authority. Jupiter-Pluto can empower you to feel like I need to exercise my authority. I need to have some authority. I need to stand up for myself. I need to be stronger. I need to be more confident. I need to have some teeth. You know, that can be a very Jupiter-Pluto kind of dynamic where, I mean, you don't want to become Darth Vader, you know, but Jupiter-Pluto is a little bit like Darth Vader in the sense that it's like, you know, powerful, heavy, dark, like a dark emperor. That's very Jupiter Pluto. But on the other hand, so the shadows of authority, right? But on the other hand, just the cultivation of strength, the confidence to make decisions based on your pecking order of values and philosophical priorities, the understanding of your own ethics, morals, beliefs, and the conviction to make strong, positive decisions based on deep inner conviction. That's the authority that we're talking about with Jupiter-Pluto. And you might notice that stepping up. Number three would be that Pluto-Jupiter is expansive and deep simultaneously. If you've ever been to a movie that's been exceptionally deep, but also very uplifting and inspiring. For me, when I was a kid, the movie that was like that for me was Dead Poets Society. It was deep. It was very Plutonian in that it went into death and caves and repression and suicide and a lot of heavy topics, but it was also so breathtakingly inspiring. That's what set me on a path to becoming a writer and going to eventually to, you know, do an MFA and master's degree and so forth in creative writing. I loved that movie so much, and it was such a powerful, it was such a deep film. So Pluto, you know, Pluto Jupiter has the sense of like giving you wings, but the wings are, it's like something, it's like an eagle soaring out from up from out of the underworld or something like that. So it has this quality of being expansive and subterranean at the exact same time, which is, you know, it's hard to articulate, but that's the feeling to watch for. Number four would be intense ambition, greed, desire, drive, hunger. Now, that could be very problematic with Jupiter-Pluto. You get the idea, perhaps, of like, I'll do anything to get what I want. Or, you know, greed and utter materialism and hedonism that's destructive, but kind of like frothy and uncontrollable. Desire and the inability to control the impulse to satiate and achieve what we want, what we desire. Also drive and motivation. The like Jupiter is getting like, you know, nuclear fuel or something from Pluto. So these drives and desires can be very potent, very strong, and things can kind of blow up. So number five would be obsession with wealth or prestige, or just obsessiveness in general. Jupiter-Pluto can become intensely obsessive, and it might be about a good thing. I'm trying to be a better person, or I'm really getting into a new hobby or a subject. But you can become like intensely obsessed with something, and almost get like intoxicated with a sense of obsession and like enthusiasm, like obsessed, enamored, intoxicated with a desire, a goal, a drive, intense ambition, again, like that. Number six, which is probably the most exciting, is that Jupiter-Pluto can mean just massive success. Pluto literally means riches, and one of the most potent and beautiful things about Pluto is that it is an intensely regenerative planet. although it's always associated with death, there's this sense of like things being turned and like the soil being turned over and like aerated or whatever is happening when the soil is turned over. And there's some water being added in, and it's like making everything rich and fertile again after a feeling of deadness. So sometimes the deadness is, you know, as things are getting churned and there's a sort of purification happening, it can feel a little bit bad before it feels better. But now you're adding Jupiter into the mix, and you get this feeling of like regeneration and optimism and promise, and it can come together in ways that just suddenly grant massive success, like really big breakthroughs that feel like, you know, very, very empowering, and suddenly something like a windfall, for example, financially, very Jupiter Pluto. So not guaranteeing that you're going to hit the jackpot or something. I'm just saying it's amazing how Jupiter Pluto can literally just translate into this very rich, fertile form of abundance. People find out they're pregnant, you know, and it's very joyful and very feeling of deep transformation that's going to come because you're about to become a parent. That's a very Jupiter Pluto kind of moment. It has a particular feeling to it. There's a lot of different pregnancy transits. So Jupiter Pluto would have that kind of feeling of like, whoa, this is like a titanic shift of like identity and life purpose. And it's like so exciting and it's sort of abundant and fertile and rich, but also heavy in its implications, right? So it's massive success that can bring greater responsibility or, you know, deeper implications that come along with it. Number seven would be complete rebirth. And by that, I mean a shift that is like a total, imagine that you're stripping a house down to its foundations, and then you're going to build it back up and make it twice as good as it was before. That's stripping down and building back up. And the sort of grandiosity of that process is very Jupiter Pluto-like. And the thing to remember is that Jupiter Pluto transits hit. And it's not just that that experience happens as they hit. It's that that's when that experience or process is initiated. And so this complete total transformation or complete rehaul that's very deep and profound and usually very uplifting and exciting with Jupiter in the mix, that complete feeling of rebirth that's not just a like, oh, there's a little transformation. It feels like you're totally overhauling something. That is a unique part of Jupiter Pluto. Eight, purification and the joy of redemption. Now, if there has been something that's been broken, sick, toxic, poisoned, you will find that Jupiter Pluto comes along and redeems, purifies, heals, and that there's a sense of lightness and freedom and hope returning. This is one of the best things about Jupiter Pluto is that it is the purger or remover of toxins and poisons psychically, emotionally, spiritually, karmically. And that as that happens, there is this tremendous feeling of relief and freedom. And oh my God, I've grown wings. You know, I've transcended something that was really, you know, it was really deep and you know, mired in the unconscious and the, you know, the spaces that are not as comfortable to look at. Number nine would be the purging of toxic beliefs or ideals. More specifically, Jupiter Pluto can have to do with, say, joining a cult or, you know, getting involved in a, you know, like a system of beliefs that is maybe a little heavy or dark. That would be a Jupiter Pluto combination as well. However, so too would the purging of toxic or unhealthy beliefs, belief systems, ideals, philosophies, etc. It's like a complete transformation of beliefs and paradigms and thought structures or ideals. And so the transformation, purging, cleansing of those things, or potentially getting caught up in some kind of darker system of beliefs or ideals, you have to be a little bit careful of that. It'd be very seductive, Jupiter and Pluto in this position. And then 10, the religious authority and the shadows of religious authority. That could be the church, or it could be, you know, an authority figure within the church, like a priest or something, and of any religious tradition. So you're looking at transformations within religious institutions or academic institutions, with the way things are run, with how things are taught, with the guiding principles, morals, beliefs, doctrines, dogmas. These are transits of reform or reformation within religious institutions. It is also about facing the shadows of corruption within religious environments or religious or political leaders. Anywhere that Jupiter is, there are the structures of authority and the principles that that institutions are founded on, guiding visions and so forth, and either the downfall or transformation of those things, as, you know, we have to look at the light, or we have to turn the soil over and grow by critically self-reflecting on whether our beliefs need updating or not. So the expansion and development of our belief in faith in relationship to things like religion or institutions of learning and so forth, Jupiterian places where there's a transformation, a healing, a purging, etc. So those are the main things to watch for. I wanted to just give you a little rundown before the weekend. And as you know, next week, we're going to be off and running with Jupiter entering right away. And I just wanted you to get just a little isolated feel for Jupiter and Pluto so you know what that's like and know what you can expect. I hope this is useful, as always, and I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Don't forget to sign up for the courses. If you are interested, you can check them out on the website, nightlightastrology.com. Any questions about anything ever, email us, info@nightlightastrology.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye.